can't figure it out.
Nah, you're good. Don't worry about it.
So, I guess that does bring me to our first, a little warm-up question. I was thinking about this earlier this week. I reached out to Adrian about it, and it got me thinking about, you know, this would be a pretty interesting opening question for the group. Because we've been talking about being, you know, proud millennials all day today. I feel like that's kind of a running theme on this show. It's just proud old millennials.
These kids don't know what I mean.
No, that's cool, man. We get a lot of slander. That's why. Yeah. We just got to be proud with
exactly.
The
millennials. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
But earlier this week, I got to thinking about, I think I came across a video that was showcasing all those old ringtone commercials from back in the day. And it just kind of awakened the memory in me, like, damn, this shit was rampant on TV, right? Like, you'd hear Lollipop every commercial break because they were trying to sell you a ringtone. And I feel like that is a key attribute to being a, like, prime millennial. It's like, did you live through the ringtone era? Did you have a ringtone growing up?
Yeah, like, the market, too. It's so weird, like, how that really, that whole era changed music too, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it had its own sub, I don't know,
genre, for sure.
But like ringtone rap, right?
Yeah,
like
that became a thing.
It upset a lot of old heads, like, right. Nah, people here just make ringtone rap.
Yeah.
But it was a very lucrative business too, because I mean, if you're charging, what, $1 for a ringtone plus rates and fees apply?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, man.
Of course. Yeah. Soldier boy.
Yeah. So my question to go around the room to get us warmed up is, did you have a ringtone, and what ringtones did you have, if so?
You know, I recall being too cheap to want to pay $1, especially during that time with like the mixtape era. Like, I'm already stealing. I ain't about to
double
pay
down
for no
the
ringtone.
Yeah.
You're
like, I draw the line in the sand for stuff.
Look,
here.
I've gone so dark and deep. I'm going to stop here.
I'm like, you ain't about to get me now.
I'll feel you.
So you didn't have any, like, you didn't even have like the self made ringtones. You know how, like, after a while you can make your own ringtones?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think so.
It was
too
Freddy's
hard to
always
do
been
shits,
so
though.
Cool.
Yeah. So Freddie was rocking just the basic doop 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 doop.
Yeah.
That's all he
ringtone.
Needed. Yeah. Hey, to this play, day, is that, is it, know, to this, what is get, it today?
It's whatever the iPhone default.
I got no one uses ringtones anymore.
I think I had a ringtone up until the I know for a fact I had a ringtone based off of Watch the Throne. Mm. Remember that song off Watch the Throne, the Kanye and Jay-Z album that was like,
Otis?
I got what you need.
Uh-huh.
I think that was my ringtone for a minute.
Yeah.
And everyone thought I was a drug dealer. Because that ringtone is so.
What I did do was the voicemail joint where you.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everybody had to pick a song for their voicemail.
What was your song?
I don't remember. We old, man.
That was a while ago.
We old.
Look, you this know. Is mine.
Is that Sex in the City?
Yes.
That's for Tony?
It's my general ringtone to this day.
Did you pay for that, though?
No, I did not. I've never paid for it, though. I will say this. I never pay for a ringtone. I don't know why I didn't. I thought the idea was always cool. I never did it. I was too cheap to do it.
So no one had Lollipop as a ringtone?
No.
No.
Boop, 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 boop,
I had a Holiday Inn, Chingy's like Holiday Inn. That was one of
Tony's staying quiet for a reason.
He is. Can someone, Freddie, I'm assuming you and Tony are going to be sharing the mic. Tony, did you have a ringtone at all?
Candy Shop.
Wow.
That makes sense.
But I know I had, but it was all like the bootleg one. So it was just like the analog.
Yeah. It's like a cover.
Voices.
It's like a digital cover.
Yeah. But I remember the voicemails more so than the ringtones. Because I had like singers recording my voicemails.
What?
Damn. Like Nandi was on my singing Weak by SWV for
so
the longest.
Funny.
My mom used to get so mad. Because the voicemail message was like a minute and a half long. She's
that
like, I can't
so...
even leave you a message. No. I'm like, Mom, just press star.
That's so funny, bro.
I remember those more than I remember the ringtones.
Yeah, we got to bring that back, yo.
I don't know why I never thought about singing in my voice.
You should.
Do not call Tony if you had an emergency.
Right.
Yeah. No, do not. I'm the last person you should call.
100%.
If you are in a burning building
you gotta listen
and you can't spare
a
minute, do not
week.
Call Tony.
Hey, shout out to Nandi.
It'll be Freddie on the voicemail nowadays. Like, hey, you just reached Tony's phone. Create Jax.
Yeah.
He can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you reached Tony, smile. That's awesome.
That's awesome. The racism.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, that's funny as shit. Okay. So you had a ringtone. Yaya still got a ringtone. Adrian, you said you had Chingy's.
I had Chingy's Holiday Inn.
How did that one go again?
Well, how you doing? Nothing, chilling in the Holiday Inn. You remember that joke?
Yes, yeah.
That's some Duval ass shit right there.
Of course.
Right,
of course. Damn. I had that shit. I had a fucking... I had a couple 50 Cent joints. In the club, I had that shit.
Mm. And the phone was going off in the middle of meetings.
In the middle of Steak and Shake, flipping burgers. The phone was going off. Yeah. Listening to the 50 Cent and the Analog. It's trash. Right. It's crazy.
Thank y'all for sharing that. I feel good about this one. I feel warmed up. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Let's go ahead and bring our listeners into our world, all right? Spinheads, welcome back for another Spinhead. I'm sorry, welcome back for another Spinhead. Welcome back for another spin. We are back. All right, this is episode 20, aka our first episode of 2023.
Let's go.
And to any new listeners who just discovered us for the first time or joining us for the first time, welcome to the Next Spin podcast. It's the best place to hear monthly conversations about different music genres, record collecting, and personal stories from music lovers. My name is Botter, and I'll be your potty oddy dopalicious host today.
Okay.
Your podcast daddy.
Ooh, okay. Thank you for joining us. We are at Yaya's today because she not only hosted today's crew, but she's also the reason why we're talking about the records and music that put us in the mood.
Yes, ooh. The sounds of lovemaking.
And just in time for Valentine's Day weekend, right? My exactly. My goal is to get this episode up for Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So all of our spinheads could... You know, they can get in the mood themselves. You know, maybe this might encourage them to dust off that, you know, little sexy...
blow on the mic.
Little sexy like tune there. No, well, I guess...
Like,
But this might give them the encouragement to go ahead and dust off a nice little slow tune, you know, from the record collection.
Set
put it on for the loved one,
of
you
course,
know.
Of course, of course.
A little red wine.
Yeah.
Candle.
Nice lighting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Roses.
Put the kids to bed.
That's right.
A little early.
A little earlier today. 30 minutes earlier today.
What's that noise, mommy?
Don't worry about it. Keep watching your movie.
I heard daddy spanking you last night. Were you in trouble?
I heard mommy crying.
No. We're just
you
practicing.
You guys were playing that song about the pony? Speaking of the crew, I mean, you hear them, all right? You hear them already, but allow me to formally introduce them. I am joined by the usual suspects that make this show possible. Starting with the host of today's festivities, she's the hardest working woman in radio and event management, and she's got a knack for keeping things spicy on the show. Let's give it up for Yaya Love, y'all. Go ahead. Come on, let's give it up.
I just want to make sure everyone stays awake, you know what I'm saying, while listening
audience.
To us.
I have to bump that down. That was rather loud. You got some loud applause. Yeah. You can't hear it?
Thank you. No, I heard applause. It. I heard it through Sabina's headphones.
It's very loud.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I got it down. On mic number three, all right, is the man with the voice that can make Barry White blush.
Stop.
If you've ever heard that Kendrick, if you've ever heard that Kendrick Lamar and Drake song, In the Thunder and Rain, you can get it. I don't know. I fucked that up completely. I had something really funny for you.
Keep going.
I was going to say, on mic number three is the man that can make Barry White's voice blush. We call him Quiet Storm because much like that Drake and Kendrick Lamar song, In the Thunder and Rain, you can get it. You can get it. It's Mr. Freddie Douglas. Go ahead and give it up for Freddie.
All right. Well, I'm just...
I love it. I love
I'm
it.
I'm happy
it was
to
for
have
me.
Singing Botter back. You know? Anytime Botter sing, it's going to be a good show.
I thought you were talking about me, Botter.
It could go for both.
He was over there saying, I'm like, I think he's talking about me, but I'll let him shine.
Nah, but I accepted it.
You
though.
Can
I felt
get it.
I felt the emotion.
It.
I felt the emotion.
Look, I got something for you too. All right. And last but not least is the, well, I don't know if he's last but not least. I guess I got to introduce Tony because he's kind of on the mic today too. But I guess on mic number four, right? Not last but not least. On mic number four is the Don Dada himself. We got Mr. Adrian Ross here with us as well, ladies and gentlemen.
Snap it up.
A little snap.
Snap it.
I'd give you a
clap
snap.
It.
Snap it
all
up.
That. Thank you.
Snap it up.
Thank you very much.
And sharing a mic with the Quiet Storm himself is our tallest and most bashful member of the collective, is Tony Too Tall, snail allergic, blah, 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 blah. He is here as well. He might be chiming in.
It's pronounced shimmy blah.
Actually, Baring Levington says it the best. So,
Tony
Sabina, say it.
Stop.
Smiley-gitch.
There we go. Sabina did get on my case earlier today.
She did.
She was like, when you pronounce Honey's name on the pod, pronounce it, and then she said it correctly.
Botter,
I was like,
on the way here, she's like, I'm going to tell that Botter. I'm going to tell him. He's saying it incorrectly.
I swear, I do it out of jest. Obviously, we've got our most dedicated and loyal in-studio audience member here with us. All right, Sabina Ross is awesome.
Yo, and we're missing Adrian and Kelly, and that's on Tony.
Yes, it is on Tony. We're going to put it on Tony.
Bus.
They are here in spirit.
They are. Oh, as always, loved and adored.
All right. Obviously, you can tell we're in a great mood. We decided to record the pod after playing our records, which is always a fun time because by then the liquor has decided to set and all these other adult things, you know.
Elements.
It's going to be a XXX next spin.
Ooh. Oh, give that boy a little. Shit. Not that one. Sorry about it. Let's go to give.
Never mind. The mood is ruined.
Yeah. All right, before we really, organize ourselves and have a great, productive, and...
yes, Daddy.
I just want y'all to podcast. Know, Botter just looked at us real firm, like, yeah, I was like, Daddy firm.
I didn't mean it, though.
Yes, you did.
But I do want to start off by knocking some dust off the wax, just in case we've got anyone, tuning in for the first time. And I want to just ask a small favor before we put the needle to the record and really get started. If you haven't listened to any of our previous episodes, please do us and yourselves the favor of checking out our back catalog episodes. Last month, we celebrated 2 years of this show, which I'm still, really proud about. And I know we're all damn proud of the content we put out last year. So pull a seat up to the table and get familiar with what we've put out into the world. I'm telling you, we've covered a lot of great music genres. We've had some great music guests. So if it's your first time tuning in, you're in a good spot, right? You got a lot of content to catch up on. And last but not least, if you're proud to be called a spinhead, well, let the rest of the world know, okay? Leave us a little 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You already got your phone in your hand. It won't be that much harder.
Why are you making it complicated? It's easy.
And leaving a review is the easiest way you can help us in getting the word out about the show. I mean, think about it. We do a monthly show, but if all of a sudden we are like, damn, we're kind of popular, we might do more than one episode every month and a half, all right? So encourage
it's
us.
Like,
right?
We might actually do one a month. Yeah. We'd step it
damn
up.
Damn it. Today we're all going to look at our calendars and we're going to plan this out. We're going to be responsible.
We're going to be responsible podcast. Okay?
That's right.
We are. All right. That's our promise to you if you leave us a 5-star rating and review. Ladies and gentlemen, tuning in. All right. And not that, but our goal is not only to spread the word. So that way when people come across this show and they see your review, they're like, oh, wow, this person has said some promising things about this show. But if we get enough reviews and clout, one day we might be able to interview Beyonce so Freddie and Tony can die happily. All right, that's my goal.
That's a wow.
That's what I want to give.
I turn into dust and
you just fly off. Like, hey, my purpose has been completed. Nirvana achieved.
All right, those are all the favors I'm going to ask of our listeners. Let's go ahead and talk about our theme for today, which was selected by our gracious guest Yaya.
Hola.
I want you to formally introduce it. What was your theme? What is today's theme and what gave you the inspiration for it?
The sounds of lovemaking. One, because I knew the episode would come out in February. So it just kind of made sense for us to go down that rabbit hole and to start off the year with something nice, something lovely before we start off the year with these crazy things that we'd be doing. So, and I think it's fun to think of love songs. I think we all have a playlist or at least songs in our heads that we know when we're going on a special date with that special someone. Oh, I gotta play this song tonight. Or, when the date is done, this is the song. This is the walkout
the
song.
The transition, yes. You need to. Yeah.
So I think it was good to play off that theme.
I think this might be, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it to our listeners right now. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Right? You're welcome for any thought or mood.
And if anybody get pregnant, want to name maybe after next spin or any of us.
Spinito.
Wait, Andrew, what was the first thing? You said next.
I said nexty. Spinito.
I like Spinito.
Spinito.
Before we get to talking about the records we brought, I've got a couple of questions which were provided by Yaya. And I'll be honest, Yaya, when you sent these two questions, I was like, damn, these are really topical. They fit the theme really well. And I'm like, why the fuck haven't I put Yaya to work more? You know, she does a radio show every single day where she's got to come up with a topic. Of course, she's chock full of them.
And that is hard. I'm not going to tell you.
I can only imagine.
And the thing is like... typically, for morning shows, you have more than one topic, not Yaya's show. You go to one topic, we'll talk about it at 7:30 and 8:30 and call it a day.
There we go.
I admire you coming up with these questions. These just came up on the top of my head because these were things that I realized myself that as an adult, I was like, oh my God, this song is dirty as hell. My mom was allowing me to sing some of these songs, especially some of these Spanish songs. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, let me go ahead and cue up the question at large. And Yaya, you could take this first. When was the first time you realized a song you've been singing as a child was about sex?
Yes. you know that song by Next Too Close? I like when you... Oh, how does it go?
Yeah.
You have it like that. Yeah. Oh boy, I like it. I get so excited. That song is very, very calming. I feel a little poke coming through from you.
You're like, whoa, what?
You felt it. They were playing that in Army. That's funny. In fifth grade.
Yeah, singing that loud.
Singing that loud. In like our fifth grade dance. Like,
but did you know though?
Of course I didn't know what they were talking about poking. Okay. I thought they were just like legit like poking.
A little poke coming through.
It wasn't boys until around, later
like,
on.
Pencils, like number two pencils.
Yeah. And then there's a really Spanish song that Sabana Blancas where it's like La Sabana Blanca Mojados, which is basically talking about him having a wet dream about this girl. And like the whole song is like so explicit about him and this dream he woke up with con la sabana mojada. And like, and you know, a lot of Spanish songs are definitely...
This is like a barbecue classic though. Like you just put that on. It's like, you had the barbecue chilling out. Yeah, this dude just had a wet dream. It's cool.
And whatever, I wish I had the vine. I would have played it if I had it tonight, but I didn't.
So for your mom, did she see it for the sexuality or was it like, oh, this is a song that we all just, it's normal?
I think a lot of people don't actually pay attention to the lyrics.
Most people don't.
That are, because let's talk about hip hop for a minute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hip hops, especially a lot of hip hop songs that are very degrading for women.
Yes.
And you see women out here talking about, fuck this bitch, fuck her up and did it. Yeah. And I'm like, girl, this is not a song we should be popping, locking, dropping to right now. But okay. But I think it's people
this
get caught up.
It's not helping the movement.
I think they caught up with the melody and everything.
Right. That's
it. And so I think the same thing happens with parents. I think if you're not that, I'm not saying my mom is. I love my mom. My mom is the reason why I love music.
We love your mom.
But my mom wasn't one to never censor it. But I think a lot of parents don't realize.
No,
if you're not that kind of parent, your child will be singing those songs.
100%. But you know, obviously you have to teach kids like it's art. It's not like this. You know, you don't talk like this. An expression. So I feel you.
Adrian, was there any songs growing up that, you know, you were late to realizing was about the naughty?
Yes. So just like Janita, like the Spanish joints, like definitely after the fact, I'm like, mom, why were we listening to this? Is crazy. Like very inappropriate. And then I think about like we ride around with our kids like, oh yeah, we don't censor the music either. They're talking kind of crazy out here. But you know,
has there been any song lately as parents that has made you guys kind of stop in your tracks? Like what was the last song that you're like, you know what?
It happens regularly, bro. Like we'd be listening to music, so we didn't be like, hey, the song, just next song.
Do y'all try to play it cool, turn it down, change the song, or do you stop? Like, hey, has your kids ever asked why did y'all change the song?
Nah, they know, so they just ride. Like,
see, y'all was dragging kids, Bob. Really, y'all the ones that need to be.
We need, yo. That's why, yo. real shit. That's why I listen to Selection so much, because I put it on and it's all clean and it's bops. And I'm like, you know, it's 2 hours of music. So I'm like, I just put that on, because when I'm then when I'm alone, then I can listen to other things. You know what I mean? But yeah, but no. But to the question, though, about like what was the first song that I heard that like I started to sing, and I realized after the fact, like, yo, this is an appropriate music. Oh, my God. It was TLC's Red Light Special. I remember that specifically because I liked the song.
Almost brought that. Almost.
Did you really?
I want to stick with the fellas.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember singing that song. I'm like, yo, I like the song.
Red Light Special. Yes.
Yeah. Then I'm like, I don't know.
Mm. Imagine a young Adrian right now.
Yeah, I'm 9. I'm 10 years old.
I let you touch.
Yeah, like, wait, what?
Baby, it's yours. Yours. Yeah.
But at that age, even with our kids right now, they're trying to learn the lyrics to songs, and you go to school and sing them. You know what I mean? So I'm like studying the lyrics, trying to learn this song, and I'm like. Yeah, right. Exactly. Tony said printing out the lyrics for those who didn't. But yeah, nah. So that was the one for me.
Okay, Tony. What about you? Any songs come to mind that you
that you
know the question? What songs are you singing passionately as a kid that you shouldn't have been singing?
Uchiwali. It's like it's very. It tells you exactly what it is. It's just you don't. You're not thinking about it in that way classic as it's beat. Happening.
Now imagine beat. A young Tony singing, rock my body.
Really, turn me out. Yeah.
That is an interesting ass choice, because that is like, that isn't like a smooth, you know, no, love rough. Ballad. That is a like,
that is
you
a
know,
love ballad.
That is, no, I really do love
and
that
certain
song.
Parts of the world to bother those, that's a love ballad.
Yeah. That's a good song, Queens, so just put it on at the party.
All right, Freddie, same question to you.
I grew up very religious, so going to high school and hearing certain songs, I didn't know the slang words for some of these sexual innuendos. So it's not necessarily a love song, unless, you know, some people might fuck to this, but the Yin Yang Twins joint where you said, all skeet, 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 yeah. Skeet, skeet. Yeah. I didn't know what skeet, skeet meant.
So you're like, man, now I love that skeet, skeet
song. Asking me, because I was known as like the religious kid in high school. He was like, you don't even know what skeet, skeet is. I was like, yes, I do. No idea what a skeet was. I know what skeet is.
Bro, I remember like, when that song was like hot, like on the radio, like my dad would just bump that shit.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah. Everyone did, bro. It's everywhere.
But even the radio station was playing Skeet Skeet, like the whole thing. Yeah, they would drop. They realized, oh, wait, this means something else. They had to censor it.
I mean, we had to censor the word balls, but yeah, you know, yeah. Sometimes my dad would let it slip. We'd be like, oh, it's with my balls. All right. The song that vividly, that immediately came to mind when I was putting this question down or thinking about this question is. This one right here, all right? I'm gonna just let it play, and y'all will instantly.
Oh, yes. My favorite LL Cool J song.
This song is
of all
smooth
time.
As shit, though.
In the video.
Yeah, that shit is smooth.
The video.
My sister was like our gateway to like MTV. She was like really into MTV. I mean, she was like of the MTV generation, yeah. You know, like the music video generation. So she was kind of like our gateway into like listening to music. When she would babysit us, we would just want to play Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But, you know, we only got one TV to share. And, you know, she was older. So she'd be like, no, we're watching MTV. We're watching music videos. And I remember this music video coming on and we all got hype and just singing this shit. And I remember having a moment, even as a kid, like, man, he's saying doing it a lot. And I don't like, I just not knowing, like, why is he saying doing it so much?
Yeah.
So that was the one that much later on, I was like,
doing it well.
Just like the one I said earlier, Genuine.
Pony.
The pony song.
Yeah.
We're all out here doing the pony movement and stuff and not knowing that he's like legit talking about, you know, his Ride little pony thing. Down there.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times, stallion. Kids. All right. Next question I've got before we talk about the records. What was the first song someone dedicated to you, or vice versa? Was there a song that comes to mind that you dedicated to a young or prior love that you can't help but think about when you hear that song to this day?
Yes.
Oh, Adrian, go ahead.
Yes. So on our anniversary, which is Valentine's Day,
aww.
I normally just play the anniversary songs. Tony, Tony, Tony.
Classic.
Gotta play that.
Mm-hmm.
I play Tony to Sabina.
Oh, look at Tony. So, Sabina got it. She was like, yeah, yeah.
It's our anniversary.
That's right.
Then they take a bubble bath.
Hey, hey, hey. We don't get into all that. You know what I mean?
My ex-husband dedicated Poison.
Did he genuinely like me, or was it like
no, he genuine, like he would dance to it and point me out and like do a whole routine and like do this whole
shebang. How did that make you feel? Yeah, yeah.
It did make me feel special, but like I was like, I'm his poison. but I can't help but now every time I hear it to think and like give Ali a shout out. Like,
did you ever have a moment of like, this motherfucker.
legit. I'm like,
wait a minute.
That's why I don't like to dedicate songs to anyone, because like,
everyone ruins it.
Especially if it's a good ass song and then you're like, damn it.
Yeah. Now I can't remember the song without that person.
Without that memory. But what I try to do is what we talked about earlier is every time I go on a trip, I try to find a song or an album that goes with that trip to, you know, make it even more memorable. Which is the Take Care album reminds me of my New York trip in 2011.
Nice.
Freddie, Tony, same question to you two. Has a song ever been dedicated to you or vice versa?
Nay and nay.
Damn, that's sad.
Tony, I feel like you are lying out your teeth right now.
I would not dedicate a song to someone.
No one has dedicated it to you.
Have you dedicated something?
All right, how about this?
No, I haven't.
Because you know,
if somebody has, it would be Janita that dedicates something to me.
Oh, friend, I'm going to have to dedicate a song to you.
You know, I was going to come with a backup question with Tony. Tony, have you, does a song make you think about anyone? Doesn't have to necessarily be dedicated.
Give me one.
It can be. Give me one.
I'm like high school. So it can be Valentine's Day. It's a Brown Eyes Destiny Child song. That reminds me of Beverly. But there's like random.
Memories.
Yeah.
Songs.
Give me one song.
It's all
give me one song. Give me one song that makes you think of Yaya.
Ooh.
Oh, she just played the damn album. The what song am I thinking of?
Illegal.
No.
Guys, this dead air is perfect for
damn, podcast. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking Fruta de tu Tierra.
Tony, why don't you just tell her?
Because I can't remember it. How would you not know?
Friend, there's so many songs I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. If you think about it later, feel free to interrupt. Tony, give me a song that makes you think of Adrian.
You can't do this.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to make you go around the room.
No, I like this.
Freddie, do Freddie next.
I'm still trying to think of the first one.
That, I should. All right.
Go ahead, Freddie.
No.
What's a song you would dedicate to Freddie?
Or what is a song that makes you think of Freddie?
Of Freddie.
I'm passing on these questions.
Oh, I almost had it. All right. We got Yaya.
He's turning red, guys. About to pop.
Yeah, all right.
Hold on. You shared a black.
For real. Wait a minute now.
What is your black
I
song?
Was, oh, I do have one from life.
Even Star though, Wars if, theme. If,
it's going to be a Disney song.
It'll be NFL. That'd
be really cute. No. All right. So the one I once shared. So this is a song I've that makes me think of her. I think I had to not dedicate it to her because one time I played it for her. I was like, oh, I dedicate this one to you, baby. And she was like, you know, this is talking about like a girl that causes you trouble. But is this one here? It's called it's by Brothers Osborne. It's like on that vibe, all right? It's called Brothers Osborne, A Little Bit of Trouble.
Okay.
You're going to crack open a little Bud Light. You know.
And lay in y'all's hammock all cute.
Yeah.
Next to the succulents.
Life's like, go Jags! Yeah.
And you're like,
I dedicate this.
Dude, I gotta figure out. No, when was the last, what was that song that they played at the last Jags game? They got everyone hype, which Never Scared. I think she was telling me they played.
Never scared.
That's the one I dedicated to Blythe from the Jags.
Yeah. This one's for you, baby. I ain't never scared. What?
Oh, all right. Freddie, all right, wrap us up, man. Have you ever dedicated a song to someone?
2006.
Wow. Wow.
Smooth.
No, I ain't got it. I had this girlfriend, 2006, my first Latin love.
Hey, Ricky.
Our song was "You Got It Bad" by Usher.
Come on.
We would just sit on the phone and play that song, you know?
See, that is like, those are prime music dedication years.
And we were speaking on Usher has some bags, man.
It's Usher, y'all.
Usher. Quintessential.
Watch this.
Nadie se atreve. No sé por qué nadie se atreve. That's the song he's talking about.
Is that it, Tony?
Yes, it is.
All right, there we go. We got one. Too Let's good. Talk Thank about the records that we brought today. We'll go clockwise to my left. Yaya, what records did you bring and why'd you bring them?
Okay, I brought Aaliyah.
Is it one of the
records?
Yaya's actually got to go grab her records.
Yes. Okay.
Adrian, can you recall off the top of your head?
Go. I can recall. The records that I brought was, so the first album was Saint Heron. And on that album, it was Khalilah's "Go All Night." It's a dope record. It's, if you hear it, it definitely is like a song that you would think of like in the moments of rapture with your significant other. That's how I envision the use of that.
That was very. Yes. Those are some rapture is such a strong word.
Yes,
I like it.
Yes, yeah. So that's "Go All Night," Khalilah on the Saint Heron album. The next one was The Weeknd's Thursday album song "The Zone." You got to be in the zone while listening to "The Zone" by Weeknd and Drake.
Y'all ain't hearing this.
Y'all
man.
Not hearing me.
Y'all ain't hearing this. No worries. But
you got this.
I got you.
All right. And then the last one, Drake again, Scorpion album. It was Jaded, and I mean it's Jaded, y'all. Y'all heard the album? It's fire.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, Freddie. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. You had my favorite set, and I don't think that's any surprise to any of us. We all know, like, all knew that this was your bag. We all knew that, you know, when it comes to...
It was like, they stand no chance. I was like...
And here's the thing.
There's nothing to be, you know.
The records Freddie brought today was just sitting on the table. Like, he didn't even dig through any of the cubes he's got.
I was like, I guess I'll bring this, you know. I did want to play the DL King himself, Bobby Valentino, but...
That would have been overkill.
Freddie, what three records did you bring?
Of course, what was the first one I played? I started out with
Dream, yes, falsetto.
The Dream falsetto
from the album. What is the album name?
Love, Hate, and something like that. I can pull it out,
I don't know,
but if you want me to pull it out, actually, no,
it's
I can't
falsetto.
Pull it
out. They know falsetto,
yeah, they know falsetto.
They
come
know
on,
falsetto,
now.
Bro.
So, you brought Dream's first album,
I brought the Dream's first album. Maybe the only one people actually listen to.
All the other ones just got so many songs on them, bro.
Yeah, that was a great album.
Yeah.
The second one had some okay ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
The second joint I played was Tyrese. Lately.
Yeah.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Classic.
I forgot about that album cover. Very model-esque on that album
I didn't
cover.
Know about the album cover, yeah.
I think he started out as a model? I don't know.
I thought so. That's what the Coca-Cola commercial and all.
I remember he was a dancer in Usher's video. I remember that.
Oh, really?
I mean, and it has like prime 90s male R&B energy. I mean, he's got a gray wife beater on.
A shirt. An A shirt.
And one of the GOATs, one of the best R&B artists of all time, in my opinion, Usher.
And one of the
and
one of his Watch best this. Fucking albums ever.
One of his,
which, by the way, was gold. That's the vinyl album. Was
that's
gold.
The top.
It was.
Yeah, that's the top.
For a reason.
As it was spinning, it was like,
as it should.
The vinyl went Super Saiyan, yo. Shit was fucking on fire.
Yeah, Freddie's set was impeccable.
It was impeccable.
He could have gone harder, too.
I could have.
That's what he said.
He definitely went so light on it.
I kept it light.
Well, I guess, curiously, like, where did... All right. Because I felt like your set perfectly encapsulated the theme, right? Like, you know, albums and songs to put you in the mood, sounds of lovemaking, etc. Where else would you have gone? It sounds like you probably had more in the pocket.
Because, you know, I stuck with the male R&B joints. I wanted to get into the more of the real sexy... Because the Can You Handle It was the only, like, real, like, oh, yeah, about to happen song. Mm. I wanted to play all of those, and I wanted to play songs that I've actually been intimate
coitus.
With. Yeah, okay. You know?
Yes, coitus.
But some of the female joints I wanted to bring was definitely would have been good, but I kept it cute. I didn't want to slow it. I didn't want to slow it down the whole time.
That's so dope.
I had with the nipples out. we don't want to get it too hot.
That's crazy.
Don't want to poke nobody's eye out.
The ability to throttle it up and down. That's wild.
All right. Yeah. You went ahead and had a chance to grab your records.
So I grabbed, of course, Aaliyah, One in a Million. Your love is one in a million. I feel like that's literally like our love song for our generation, for the millenniums. Justin Timberlake produced it, Missy Elliott produced this whole album. It's the first CD I ever bought.
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know about Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, oh my God.
Timberland.
I meant Timberland. Lord have mercy.
I was like, damn, I gotta get
shout
up
out to VA because I grew up in VA.
Hey, up to them.
And this is one of the first CDs I ever bought in a catalog, so it's only right that I bought it. I bought it in New Orleans in our recent trip. So this will probably be the album that I'm gonna write. Associate my New Orleans trip with.
Okay, good.
And then, of course, Cultura Profética. That's when I really want to wrap you up in my web and hypnotize you and show you how cool I really am and, like, introduce you to a new band that I know you're going to love. And, like, we're just going to go down a rabbit hole and talk about music. And then, you know, bam! Suck you up, baby, and you are done and over with. And I played Ilegal. Tener tus ojos debe ser ilegal. That first line says, having your eyes should be illegal. Yes, baby, look into my eyes and talk to me dirty.
Hey, one thing about that album, if you look at it, the album colors, it covers so sensuous too. Like,
oh yeah, it's her sucking on a honey. Hibiscus what or whatever. What is that called? One of those honey dizzle thingies.
Honeysuckle.
Yeah, honeysuckle is like with some beautiful lips. Go ahead, girl.
And it's fire.
A lot of symbology on that one.
There is.
Yes.
Double
and then
talent.
I wanted to do Sabor a Mí, which is my favorite love ballad song, which that's a song that I like put on while they wait for their Uber to go home. but another one is Cuando, which is like a little bit of a picker up. You know, it's not so slow, but it's a picker up, like, but it's kind of love making where it's like, we did that, so it's time for you to wrap it up and go home, honey.
Listeners, Yaya had the whole...
She said, no breakfast here.
Listeners, Yaya had the whole story in an evening, yes. All right, you know, mapped out.
Lined up.
All right, I see that Tony walked away before I could ask him about his record, so I'll go ahead and fill in here. Like I mentioned to you guys, I realized that my contemporary R&B records in my collection are in the storage unit because I like to, I don't know, they're all still sealed, so I'll keep them, you know, for safekeepings. So I had to go off what I had in the house, and I was like, you know what? I know these guys are going to bring, like, contemporary, newer, modern stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and stick to what I know best, and that's old school. So the first, my records included Marvin Gaye, the album Midnight Love, because it's got Sexual Healing on there, which is my favorite. I think it's safe to say it's my favorite. I like it over Let's Get It On, just slightly. Even though they're both, you know, perfect.
That's
you know,
a tough competition.
Man. It is. And I don't think you go wrong, but I brought Sexual Healing because it's a little bit more, you know, upbeat. Then follow that up. Decided to switch it up. I was going to bring Sade. I actually got Sade in the bag, but I said, you know what? Let me bring a record. Records I don't really play a lot. I've already brought Sade a bunch of times. So I also brought Anita Baker's, is the album called Rapture? I think the album's called Rapture. It'll be in the show notes if I'm mistaken. But I played Sweet Love.
Oh, go ahead, Bob. That's
the only time I've ever carried a tune right there. All right. So I brought the Anita Baker and then wrapped this up with one of my favorite love songs ever. It's by Michael Jackson off the Thriller album, Lady of My Life. I am open to being wrong, to someone debating this. I think might be Michael Jackson's like sexiest song. I think it is his most... You know, you actually believe like, oh, wow, Michael was singing about the lady of his life. All right. Like that is it's such a beautiful, strong and awesome song. So those were my three records. Can someone recall what does someone want to fill in for Tony? Tony, we need you to come talk about your records.
Rye Open, Barrington Levy, something. I don't know what the title of the record is. What's the third one? Oh, Tame Impala, Currents.
And your whole thing was, your approach was albums
I overheard while having sex.
Okay, there we go.
He said that he stopped. Shazam.
Specifically, like, yo, hold up, pause.
Like I said, tonight was basically R&B night, but I liked Yaya's approach and prompt for it a lot.
But you know what, though, B? Like, one thing about playing vinyl is that, like you were saying, this pod could come out. It's going to come out around Lover's Day. And like the act of putting on vinyl, setting the mood with the lighting.
Whole vibe itself.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a very conscious thing, I think.
Hell yeah. It's like an intentional, like, yo. Yeah.
It to make really is. Yeah. Like, legit. I am putting that vinyl out while you're putting your shoe on.
Exactly.
So you can remember me in as the beautiful morning sun hits me while I'm in my plant room.
Yeah.
And playing your goodbye song.
Look at that.
Doing a whole movie.
There you go.
Ah, skeet, 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 motherfucker. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
So, no, listen to your vinyl, you just be instantly sexy. That's all.
Facts.
It's
instantly
sexy.
Yeah, yeah. Vinyl is a sexy medium.
Really is. If I go into your apartment, you got some vinyls and it's nicely set up, I'm like, ooh, baby, you just earned another cool 100 points.
100.
You know what? I'm going to take off this bra for you. You ain't got to do the work.
Y'all know what time it is. Let's talk about the music that we have had on repeat lately.
That sucks.
But the opposite, because these are songs that actually fucking rule.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Adrian wants to go first. Yeah, all right, Adrian, give me the song. What's your song of the song of the month, I guess?
Well, you know, it's I guess I went more with like what I just heard recently that goes with the at least is lovey or something, or has love around it. And it sounded good. So I was like, okay, well, Geotheory is this group, this like house group or whatever. And they put out a dope record called, I think it's Your Love. Make sure I got the title right. Yeah, it's Your Love, Club Flirt Mix. By Geotheory. So yeah, check that out. It's dope. Also, once we talked about, you know, you were saying, hey, Baxman, you know, highlight some shit that you like. You know, we were talking about Sky Zoo's most recent album. I know it's not themed with lovey-dubbiness, but bro, if people are listening to the sound of my voice right now, do yourself a favor and go find this album. It's fire. The album is called, what is it? The Mind of a Saint?
The Soul of a Saint or something like that?
Yeah, Mind of a Saint.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's based off of the show Snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Hulu or whatever, wherever you listen or watch it. And it's a really cool soundscape for like the show. So I loved it. It was fire. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Yaya, I'm going to go to you because you got your music playing.
I'm ready.
What's song of the month?
The one that I wrote in a group text message that you guys were like, what? That you were like.
Oh, Trey Songz.
No, she killed it.
No. Lil Yachty with his last album, Let Starts Here. Believe it or not, it's a fire-ass album.
It's a fire album.
Listen, if Questlove went ahead and did a whole ass
post. It was a long post.
Like, it really was. And if there's anyone that I respect so much in this music industry, it's going to be Questlove. And if this man went out of his way and did this long post, I was like, all right, it's worth it.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't think the words Little and Yachty have ever come out of Questlove's mouth in the same sentence.
Same for me, though. Like, never. I literally had to think about how to pronounce his name again twice right now. because Yachty. I knew. Yeah, for real. You already know. There's a couple songs that I highlighted because you guys know every year I like to put a playlist. So I have my 2023 playlist already started.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask. I just started my 2023 playlist this year. Because I was waiting till the end of the month. Because, you know, like,
no,
it takes a while for shit to come out.
Yeah, yeah,
okay, so you started one.
Yep. And it doesn't, and again, for those who want to do those playlists, it doesn't have to be songs that came out in 2023. I do it songs that I've heard in 2023
first
that
exposed. I
like. Exactly. First ever. Exactly. That I'm like, oh, I never heard this song. So I'm going to go ahead and highlight Pretty from Lil Yachty.
The this little Yachty album is definitely a cohesive body of work. You know, it's kind of hard to just pluck a song because when you pluck it, you're like, this is really random. But in the context of the whole thing, you're like, oh, this is okay. He's going in a whole different direction.
For example, I was going to highlight the song We Saw the Sun.
I like that a lot.
It's so do I. But if you hear it, if you just play it, you're going to be like, well, it's because the intro is a little bit weird. But the reason why is because you have to listen. He did this album like where each song transitioned into each other. You know, so that's why, like, I was going to put We Saw the Sun, but the intro, people would have been like,
because I'm one of those people,
if the first 5 seconds ain't right, I'm going to go to the next one. But Pretty is good to start with. But it is, again, guys, Little Yachty, give it a chance. It definitely gave me a 70s psychedelic Tyler the Creator vibe-ish. It was good.
Solid. It's super solid. It's surprising.
It is surprising. And like you said, when it came through in the group chat, I was like, oh wow, that's crazy.
And he did a listening party inside of one of those mosh domes, the planetarium. Tony's loving that I can't say this right. And it was so dope. So Drake was there, and all these other artists were there listening to it. So it's pretty cool. So, and he says it himself that he wants to go another way, that he loves all kind of music and he doesn't want to be known as just one style. And this was his way of introducing his other side. Although it's interesting what Questlove says, he says a lot of times when artists do this, when they go a complete 180, is because they're trying to get out of their contracts, is because, you know, it's like their farewell album, like they're like, we just doing a throwaway album. And sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it works. You know, like apparently the Beatles album, the Submarine album, was one of those albums that they were just trying to put it on to get out of their contract, but it became a hit. And it seems like this is, well, from what Questlove's post is saying, is like, it seems like this is Little Yachty's last album in whatever contract he's in. And it's his way of like saying, this is who really I am. And I'm excited to hear more from this artist. And I like artists that change.
Yeah, there's a creative.
I don't think you have to be a hardcore hip hop all the time. It's okay to show your softness and to go with the trend and change and show other sides, you know? So I'm here for it.
Good stuff. Freddie, what about you, man? You always bless us with a really good tune, a good tune.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
What's yours for this month?
So mine was, I heard while in New Orleans at the last, I forgot the name of the record store, but the last record store we went in the quarter, and a really dope record store owner had just a playlist going. And when we walked in, I immediately heard the song and I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to Shazam this. It's from, I'm sure I'm butchering this name, Kashif. And the song is called I Just Gotta Have It. It's like an old R&B, funk-ish type of vibe, but it's super dope.
Freddie, if you could describe the maybe
No Pope Records as the record store.
No Pope Records.
And it was owned by an African American, right?
He was African American, yes.
You can talk more about it, sorry.
Black owned.
Oh, a black owned record store, you know.
Well, I was gonna ask, because I know you guys, you know, had a good time in New Orleans, but also made it a mission to hit up a few record shops. How would you describe some of the record shops in New Orleans? Is it what I would imagine, where they probably have a very good selection of like funk, soul, big band, jazz?
I went to one called Elucid Records. Super dope. Also black owned, and it was two stories. The second floor was nothing but jazz. Like, obviously, because New Orleans is and jazz, big band music. And it was a cool, and I wish I was more educated on jazz, because I'm sure they had some huge hits up there. And then the first floor was obviously like the more, like, you know, more records that people know. And it was really cool. I liked their setup. That's the one I went to. And the second one I went to was Elucid Records. No, I'm sorry. I forgot the second one we went to. And that was huge too, but I like Elucid Records. I definitely recommend that one in NOLA. And Pope was cool too.
Overall, I would like to say that just the music experience in New Orleans is very different from any other city I go to. Like everyone, even just taking Uber rides and the people just, everyone just had such great taste in music. And I very much love that city.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. How far is that y'all drive or fly?
We flew.
Okay.
But then the Uber, I mean, we stayed like in the outskirts of downtown. So the Ubers were only 10, 15 minutes. The most.
It's enough for like two good songs.
But it was like,
yeah, just
it was,
Ubers, like we're going to restaurants. And we got to the airport, we went to Starbucks and they're like playing some R&B. I mean, what Starbucks is playing R&B?
You
can tell they just had their phone on. They definitely weren't supposed to be listening.
Jasmine Sullivan is blaring, you know?
All right, no. Tony. Tony, what's your song of the month?
Did you say your song of the month?
Yes.
You aren't listening. Tony.
Fired.
It went on a while. Rebecca Black, Look at You. So yes, Rebecca Black, the Friday girl.
The song I play every Friday annoy people on the radio in the morning.
But not Friday, the song. Look at You is the song. She completely rebranded, blah, blah, blah. But do not play the first first verse, botter, and make it look like I'm sad.
What do you want me to play, the chorus or something?
Chorus and past. It picks up.
You should always play the chorus.
I always do. I try to.
Botter will try to sabotage me. We'll come back to this. And it'll be sad, Tony, listen to Rebecca Black Friday.
I completely forgot. I was supposed to like set up a little bit of like, hey, and here's a song. So hopefully the editing ain't bad. Okay. So Rebecca Black, whatever the song title was. Got it.
Friday.
Yes.
Friday. No. No, I'm kidding.
You're going to hell.
All right.
I swear, this Friday I'm going to call Tony while I'm on air.
Let's play it.
He probably won't pick up.
Just play it. I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm just gonna anything. Now play it up. In the background.
Friday.
Tony won't pick up, but you might be able to expose his Freddy voicemail on air, which would be pretty cool. All right, I was going to pick a little Yachty song off this album, which would have been very surprising for myself, but I've got to play Favoritism and Nepotism. Because the gentleman responsible for all the cool music they hear on this show, he's part of a crew. They're called the Day Crew, and they just put out a new song at the in the middle of the year. It's called Blow Up. So that is a song I'm going to highlight for this month. Day Crew's Blow Up. Big shout! Oh, it's my little brother's birthday too. All right, big shout out to Day.
Oh man, yo, shout out!
Happy birthday! I hired them for Art Walk.
Yes,
but that was the Art Walk. I wasn't there.
I was there though, and I supported. All right,
but I will hire them. Again.
Oh, look at that, David. You got a paycheck coming.
Money, honey.
There we go. All right, so here's Day Crew Blow Up. No, I don't play by your rules, because everybody want to fucking blow up. Damn. Drank too much, I got to throw up. And that brings us Backspin's the last segment of the show, ladies and gents. So that brings us to the end of the show. I'm going to look to my crew here. I want to thank each one of them, but I also want to ask them to give a round of snaps to our gracious guest, Yaya Love, for a fantastic theme, a great prompt, and for getting us back on track for next spin, because we were this close to skipping January. But Yaya came through, and listeners, that is who you got to thank for another awesome episode. Speaking of next episodes, next month will be my theme, and I think I'm going to highlight the artwork of records. So start thinking about your favorite records that have your favorite covers, you know, just solely from an artistic perspective. All right. So that'll be my theme. And speaking of next episode, Spinheads, we would love to hear from all of you. So we invite you to join in on the conversation. Maybe you've got a song that you were singing as a kid. that maybe you shouldn't have, all right? Or maybe there's a song that you dedicate to a loved one, or an album that you think of when, you know, sounds of making love and to put you in the mood. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's theme, your thoughts on the conversation we just had, right into our official inbox that oh so desperately needs some TLC, and tell us, you know, chime in, all right? Share your thoughts with us by writing in at nextspin@gmail.com or slide into our DMs on Instagram with some recommendations and words.
I've noticed a little more pickup on the posts and stories on our Instagram.
So. Oh, you know, sometimes you know, I'll go to...
Hey, I just tagged y'all today.
She did. She did. Okay. Yaya holding it down for us.
All right.
All right. Media manager Yaya.
I try.
Spinheads, that's it for our show today. On behalf of the Next Spin crew, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, just a reminder, or if you like the podcast in general, please find it in your hearts to leave us a 5-star. Is that a fire alarm? What is that? Oh shit, it's so hot.
It's getting too hot.
Yeah,
in here.
All the records we were playing got the fire alarm going off. Find it in your hearts to leave us a 5-star rating review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything, maybe 10 seconds and a few nice words, but it would mean a lot to us as we continue to grow the show. Besides that, we'll catch you next month for the next spin. Take care of yourselves until then, and don't forget to play your records. And most importantly, peace.
Peace.